The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news for us today?
Yes, I do. Let's run down the list here. So a massive carcass that washed up on the island of Seram in Indonesia last week has spurred speculation as to what sort of creature it might be. Although many scientists believe it to be a rotting whale, others thought it was perhaps a giant squid, as it appeared to have tentacles. The massive corpse appeared to be nearly 20 feet long and sparked interest among some in the cryptozoological community, for whom this represents a classic sea monster find. Representative Mark Walker of North Carolina, a member of the Congressional Counterterrorism Subcommittee, has been pressing the Navy for more details on its UFO reports. Quote, based on pilot accounts, encounters with these UAPs often involved complex flight patterns and advanced maneuvering, which demand extreme advances in quantum mechanics, nuclear science, electromagnetic, and thermodynamics, he wrote in a letter to the Navy secretary. If these accounts are true, the unidentified craft could pose a serious security risks to our military personnel and defense apparatus, he went on to say. He also requested information on any other countries which might possess the advanced aerospace capabilities necessary to produce such craft. The Express, which is a silly and untrustworthy tabloid paper, reports that conspiracy theorists believe they've spotted an alien fleet near the sun in newly released NASA images. The photos appear to show a series of bright lights in formation near the camera, although they are blob-like and without particular form. The Express also reported that a massive alien base was spotted recently on the moon, so keep your eyes open. Finally, there were three shootings last week at Gilroy, El Paso, and Dayton, with a combined death toll of more than 30. So our condolences to the families of the victims. At least two of these shooters were violent conspiracy theorists, so I feel it is important to point out that we here at Radio Wasteland do what we do for entertainment and do not condone taking anything we say too seriously. Like, assume that everything you hear on this show is probably incorrect, okay? Back to you, Chauncey.
Yeah. You know, it's weird that we live in a world where we have to throw our own credibility out the window just because people are nuts. You know, it is without a doubt M. Night Shyamalan's least popular film, but man, The Happening is happening. People are just going weird, you know, and like, you know, Trump's up there blaming video games and stuff. I don't know about that one. Mental health, I'm on board with him.
Wait, did he say that?
I don't think it's fair of me to say he's blaming video games. That was one of the things that he had in the list of possible issues doing this. Another one was mental health, which I am totally on board with.
Right.
Mental health.
I mean, I think we need better mental health treatment in this country, but I don't think that's...
I can't do video games. You know, it's hard to take my own experience and put it on other people and assume that they're going to be just like me. But personally, anybody who knows me knows that I have grown up watching and reading the most messed up things known to man as a horror film fan. You know, I mean, I like it freaky. And, you know, the thought of killing other people, you know, rarely ever cross my mind.
Yeah, same.
You know, I mean, you got to be realistic. You know, sometimes, you know, somebody cuts you off in traffic and you're all, you know,
right,
you know, the thought crosses people's mind, you know,
right, and that's just part of being like a normal human being,
right? But I don't have any sort of weird obsessive thing. I never fantasized about killing anybody. I like it fake. I like it pretend. I don't want to see real people die. I don't want to watch faces of death. I don't like none of that. I want to pretend. So video games are pretend, and I think people know that, you know. So I don't know if people are really glorifying that. And if they do, the world moving forward, if they want to glorify that, they can join the military and fly drones. You know, well, I'm not yeah, kidding. I'm, it really creates no, a world where...
No, I mean,
where,
you're not wrong, but...
You know, where they could actually put those skills into
that that's
a combat
too
situation.
Much better, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm really saying anything that matters here. Maybe I better move on before I get myself in trouble. Everything that I just said there has nothing to do with nothing. All right, so a massive carcass, whale, squid, Cthulhu, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know if it's quite Cthulhu-sized, but, you know, mini Cthulhu.
Baby Cthulhu?
Bite-sized Cthulhus, yeah.
Somebody's going to be coming trying to find the baby, and they're just
right,
going to
exactly.
find a body?
Ooh, not good.
Not good. That's, I mean...
I mean, that's how humanity is destroyed.
Yeah, Jaws All, 2, The Revenge. I mean, we've already seen what could happen.
Although, fun fact, do you know the original Call of Cthulhu, they beat him by driving a steamboat into his head. Right? That's pretty anticlimactic. Like, they find this city that's been, you know, raised above the ocean by an earthquake that messed up the water level, and they accidentally awaken this thing, and it's chasing them through the ocean, and it's, like, large enough that it's sort of wading in the ocean, and they just drive their steamboat directly into it, its face. And it
yeah, kills it. But to be fair, at the time of this being written, the steamboat was one of the amazing marvels of technology that they used to take this thing down.
I mean, I guess that's
they're
true.
They're just all, oh, Fulton, man. Fulton is like, saved the world with his technological brilliance. I think that was more 1850, but still, you know.
Yeah, but I think Lovecraft was maybe a few decades behind the times.
Yeah, he was.
A couple of ways.
He was a... cowardly racist man in a hotel room with a typewriter, you know.
Precisely.
Right. And then a spotted alien fleet, I like that. Base on the moon, I like that.
Yeah, you know, the Express always has good stuff. I don't usually like to dip into tabloids, though, because it's like, keep in mind, though, that this is made up.
Yeah, totally. Like Bad Boy. Right.
Exactly. There's nothing there. But I thought the pictures were pretty interesting because they were legitimate pictures of the sun from NASA.
Right.
And it did kind of look like an alien.
Pulling the structures on the moon, Richard Hoagland sort of thing.
No, the moon one I'm pretty sure was complete nonsense.
No, but he was using actual photos showing things, basically saying this could be a structure.
Right.
You
know,
utilizing actual photos to do it. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's what they were doing.
Okay, so before we go to our first break in Jared news. So Jared and I have been friends for about 2 years.
Indeed.
And 2 years ago when we first started being friends, Jared asked me to watch this show Mindhunter.
Okay.
And, like, I never watched it. I still haven't watched it. And, like, you know, every couple of weeks it comes up, he's just all, hey, man, you watch Mindhunter yet? And he's just all, oh, you haven't watched Mindhunter. So finally Jared tells me about the show The Boys. And last week, so this is for you, Jared, I finally took one. Last week, I accidentally took an entire day off of work in order to marathon that entire show out in a single day on a weekday. And,
how
like,
do you
ended up having to, like, work late that
work?
Night. Well, it's 8 hours. I sat there for 8 hours and marathoned out at my desk The Boys on Amazon.
That's impressive.
So, Jared... You got a home run with that one.
All right, well.
I like how you're blaming Jared for this debacle.
Well, I'm not blaming him.
You got me really excited about the Mindhunter thing. I was like, finally, watched it. And you're like, yeah, I saw it.
No, I didn't watch it. Not going to watch it. But The Boys is awesome. Hecka good. It's basically about people trying to take out baddie superheroes, you know, something that's been hit quite a bit here lately. But super high budget. Carl Urban's in it. Great actors in it.
I do like me some Carl Urban.
Good show. You know, I don't know. Do we get affiliate marks? Anybody paying us affiliate money for this?
They ought to.
Yeah, well.
We're superstars.
Never mind. Don't watch The Boys. The Boys sucks. Unless they pay me money.
Remember, everything we say here is wrong.
Everything we say here is wrong. Absolutely. So today's guest, we have William Pullen back, and we're going to talk about everything but UFOs, because that's William Pullen's thing. What we're doing is a conspiracy roundtable. We're going to run through all of them, and we're going to say what we think. Are they plausible? Where are we at? And so on and so forth. So, you know, come on back with William Pullen as we do our mystery roundtable.
Oh, yeah. Swing that thing.
Do you believe in a hypno-hypnotist? Do you believe? Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Tuohy and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
After repeated criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on the tech company's website are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction. Among the books are works by Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, a late Catholic psychologist who wrote several books on conversion therapy. Although the ban may seem innocuous, folks, it is an obvious attack on our right to free thought and speech by silencing beliefs that are contrary to the LGBT movement. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and it's our guest, William Pullen. We're doing a bit of a roundtable. I don't know if William is as much of a guest this time as he is a co-host. William, we got you there with us?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Looking forward to this roundtable.
Yeah, yeah. So in this case, you're a little more of a co-host and a little less of a guest, so all the talking does not land on your shoulders, luckily. And we're going to talk about everything but aliens and UFOs because, frankly, William, we've heard enough of that out of you. But I figured, you know, we do whole shows on aliens and UFOs with William, so it'd be just kind of fun to talk about this stuff. You know, at the end of our last show, we kind of did this a little bit with our guest, Carl Bott. And it led me to the good idea that that we should do this. Or I don't know, is it wrong to call your own idea a good idea?
Well, no. It's not proven yet. This might be a disaster.
Oh, true. This might be a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. So for those of you at home who don't know, William Pullen is the host and moderator of You For Real Facebook group. You For Real UFO Historical I don't know if I got the whole title right. What's the title?
You For Real, a Historical Review.
A Historical Review, which is a Facebook group where William does most of his UFO researching. And I urge you to check it out because, you know, it's a lot of nuts and bolts paperwork stuff that actually has some proof behind it. So, all right. So, William, you know, given the current situation with all the shootings and everything that has been going on,
we see
both sides of the government going head to head with one another. And while there is probably some conspiracy to figure out as to why these people are doing these things, we'll let Alex Jones figure that out. But
sorry, I had to suppress a shudder. Go on.
But it does make me think about, you know, the world, the New World Order, the Illuminati, Trump-Russia conspiracy, or the deep state. You know, these are a big batch of conspiracies that seem to suck everybody in. Everybody's either thinking that Trump is in cahoots with Russia on one side, and on the other side they believe in the deep state where they're trying to take control via socialism. And both would lend themselves to some sort of New World Order and or Illuminati, you know. So, you know, why don't we put this on Kara first? We'll spare William having to.
Well, so which one?
Well, what do you think? I mean, they all kind of fit into the exact same thing.
Okay.
You know, basically, you're either Trump Russia or deep state, and then on both those angles, it's how far are you going to go?
Okay, Illuminati, no, I don't think that's a thing at all. Yeah. That's basically just a pretty anti-Semitic conspiracy theory from the 30s. I think there's basically zero merit to it. New World Order, same thing.
Well, I think a lot of people, when they think of the Illuminati, they don't think of something specifically from the 30s or anti-Semitic.
That's where it started, and, like, it hasn't changed that much.
Okay, well,
people have just whitewashed it a little.
A controlling order. Of people.
Yeah. So. I guess I don't really believe in that either, mostly because of the order part. Like, obviously there are people in this world who are rich and powerful, but I don't think they're very coordinated.
Right.
Trump, Russia, yeah, I definitely think there's something there. You know, our intelligence community thinks so. They would know, right? Deep state, it depends on how you define it. If you define it as, like, unelected bureaucrats interfering with the work lives of elected officials, like, absolutely, that's a thing that happens.
right.
Like, that's just the way our government works.
Sure. What's your take, William?
I don't put any credence into the Illuminati scenario at all. The Trump-Russia thing, at the very least, there's been some improprieties. There's been some things going on. Too much contact. I mean, I'm always leery when our own government has too much intimate contact with a perceived enemy. It reeks of impropriety, things going on that should not be transpiring. So I'm with Carol on that. You know, there's definitely something there. Mm. And the fact that our intelligence agencies who would know have all stated, without a doubt that something's going on, something out of line transpired. But our current administration didn't really, embrace that conclusion. Which I find preposterous, but that's just my own take on it. So, and the deep state scenario is kind of like disclosure with UFOs. Nobody really knows. Nobody can really define what that term means. So everyone has a different take on it, different definition they apply to that. So, I'm not really sold on that either. I mean, big money controls a lot of things in the world. The fossil fuel industry controls things. The military-industrial complex does, but an overall deep state, I don't know. I'm not really crazy about that.
It's worth noting that deep state, while it's become practically like a mainstream right-wing term, it originated with QAnon, who is a crazy guy who anonymously posts theories about how the government is controlled by a bunch of Democrats who are Satanists. You know, Hillary Clinton was actually arrested by Trump but replaced by a body double. You know, all this crazy nonsense. Like, that's where deep state comes from.
So maybe I'm getting a little loose with my terms here, you know. First of all, I'll throw in New World Order, Illuminati. I don't know, but I do believe that there is a loose conglomerate of people who are making major, major decisions for the rest of us, and we have no idea who they are.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I definitely agree with. They're loose, though. I don't think they have, like, meetings, and it's not like George you know, not George Burns, Mr. Burns and Count Chocula.
There's just a Facebook group with all the, billionaire industrialists.
Right.
Just like, should we raise oil prices?
Totally.
Maybe.
Yep. 666 Chan or something, you know.
Gosh.
But, you know, as far as Trump, Russia, here's mine, and it's very unpopular. I'm a liberal for those who are listening, but I, you know, of course I live in Reading, so I have tons of non-liberal friends, you know. I think people need to get along. Here's my
take
on Trump.
Yep.
I think Trump was accidentally manipulated due to his own ignorance of the process. I don't think that he intentionally set out to manipulate the election. I think he set out to manipulate his own life, and then when he actually started to win and stuff, he found himself in a weird situation because he had done these things.
Okay.
I don't think he like set out like a Bond villain to, you know, to do this. I think Russia was doing this, and I think Trump was an unwitting part of the election aspect when all he wanted to do was make billions of dollars by putting up hotels.
That's reasonable. The, like, I should point out that that's still illegal, though.
Oh yeah, I'm not defending it. I'm just, you know, I'm just putting it out there. And then the concept that I'm thinking of when I think of deep state, we had a friend, we'll just use his first name. His first name was Joe, who basically felt that
just the producer of our show.
There was this power to take over the world, but it was actually coming from the liberal side, and it was coming from this sort of like United Nations controlling people and this whole homogenization of society that basically would keep everybody down. And, you know, there is something to be said that people who have something to lose don't revolt. And if you keep people caught up in their car payments and their debts and stuff like that, they don't revolt. I mean, here I am with my wife and we don't drop everything and go running off to Hawaii because we have stuff we need to juggle. We don't have the freedom to do that. So I definitely understand that there is a possibility of the control. So I think they both could be going on at once.
Okay. Well, when you frame it like that, I actually do kind of agree, because basically what Joe was saying was that liberalism was a plot to keep people from revolting. And actually that is literally true. Like, if you look at the history of the New Deal, FDR didn't create that out of the goodness of his heart. He created it because the Civil War happened in living memory, and, you know, the rich people didn't want to get guillotined while the Great Depression was going on.
Right.
Like, the whole neoliberalism as it exists now is basically the idea that capitalism needs government intervention to not collapse. Which basically means giving people stuff so that they don't become too poor and shoot people. So, yeah, if you define it like that, then I guess basically you could say that there's a conspiracy happening there.
Well, it sounds like we might have solved the first one that we were talking about, which is the shootings. Maybe these people got too poor. You know,
well,
these people got too lost.
That's literally what I think it is. I mean, people are like, well, these other countries have stronger gun laws. It's like, these other countries have free college, free childcare, free healthcare. They work fewer hours a week. They, you know, they have maternity leave. They have all kinds of things that we do not have.
Right.
So, like, that's probably a factor as well. Just saying.
But yeah, maybe, maybe that makes them more repressed. Maybe that just makes them more repressed by the deep state.
I would say shooting a bunch of people is a very non-repressed thing to do. That doesn't make it good.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, we're coming up on break here. We're talking. I'm Chauncey. That's Kara, and that's William. And we are talking about conspiracies and mysteries on the whole. When we come back, what are we going to hit? When we come back, we're going to talk about the paranormal, demons, exorcisms, and the Antichrist. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
Bed each night and wonder who you are. Am I so uptight? purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are talking about mysteries all over the world.
No, I like mysteries. I think mysteries. That's how we say it now.
That is how we say it now. All right, so this next one I think is going to be a little tough for us because I don't think any of us have a huge belief in religion.
No.
No.
You know, and I find spirituality on the whole difficult because to me by definition spirituality, God and any of that stuff is outside of the realm of my capacity to understand. So if it does exist, I think that humans are incapable of understanding it because it's so far outside of our capabilities. You know?
Okay.
Possibly, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know what started everything, if anything started everything, if what's going on, but I'm saying if there is some sort of godlike power out there, I'm sure that I'm not thinking on its level.
What are your topics?
Right, okay. You just want me to go on to the
topics. I want to hear the list.
Okay, the list is, first up is paranormal in general, demons and exorcisms, and the Antichrist.
Okay.
Now, these are big things with people. The Antichrist maybe should have been thrown in the last set with the deep state and the Illuminati.
Yeah.
You know?
Perhaps, yeah.
But, you know, William, we've had you on the show several times talking about UFOs and aliens. You know, what's your take on paranormal in general? Like, what's your take on ghosts?
Well, there's a lot of things that go on in our physical world we can't explain. Now, part of that, I think, and that's just my personal take, part of it is that our knowledge of the world around us is limited. We're limited. Our knowledge increases as time goes on. So it's safe to assume things go on that are reported that we can't explain at this point. Maybe in the future we can. But I'm open to possibilities that, mm-hmm. there are other planes of existence out there. There's other entities. There are just things we can't explain that are non-mundane. They're out of the ordinary, at least. So that, I guess, in a general way, is paranormal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very difficult to investigate, though, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, to me, there's a big parallel there with UFOs in the sense that it's very normalized because we all know somebody who has a belief,
sure.
or had an experience, yeah. or something, yep. like that. We all know somebody who has this, so it's very normalized.
Something like a third of Americans say they've seen a ghost. So,
right.
Yeah, like, that's the number. Yeah. So,
right. You're not like walking down the street and people are just all like, oh, I saw the Beast of Bray Road for the third time last week. And, you know, like five of my friends just told me that. You know, it's like these things are very common and very much a part of our lives all the way back in history. These things are very connected in our lives. So, I have a hard time deciding how I feel about them because, for one, I feel that they can be very connected with spirituality.
Sure.
You know, it seems like every paranormal group now has a medium, mm-hmm. you know, psychic medium,
pretty much,
you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, under paranormal, that also brings around psychics, you know. Kara, what's your take on a psychic?
Well, I...
Not a medium, but a psychic.
Actually, I have kind of a weird take on psychics. I actually think that's a thing. I think... I don't know if I believe in psychics, but I believe in psychic phenomena. But I think that basically it's useless.
Hmm.
Like, so the government had a program for a lot of years, psychic spying, that sort of thing. They had some very dramatic hits. They had a lot of failures. And eventually it was shut down because, you know, basically it wasn't that practical. But lots of very rigorous, skeptical scientists have done research in parapsychology on the subject of, like, psychic phenomena, and they've discovered that, yes, under certain conditions, people do know things slightly more than chance. Not enough to be useful for anything, but slightly more than chance for reasons that are spooky.
Right.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, there are problems with the methodology of the experiment? Well, maybe there are, but not any more than there are with any other experiment. So at the very least, that says something interesting about the process of science. Maybe it says, you know, we're all connected through some fundamental psychic force. That's a huge leap from the available data. But
it's not necessarily a huge leap. I think it kind of loosely fits into the concept of string theory that all things are you need us to take a break while you answer that, Jerry? Whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
Mute your phone next time.
I just, you know, my phone went off, and I don't respect
William,
either
you want a
of
job?
You. Care so I thought I'd answer it.
But yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, and I totally do, Kara. William, what's your take on psychics? And I guess
I'm
we
kind
can...
of along the same lines with Kara. There seems to be she's right. Skeptical scientists have investigated that realm of the paranormal, and they've discovered that certainly some individuals have some penchant to know things a little more often than normal. It just
right.
stands out above the average. But it's not a, it's not to a, it's not, the abilities are not to a point where they're useful per se. They, it's beyond random knowledge. They're able to foretell some things occasionally, but the success rate doesn't make it any, it doesn't make it workable. I guess in other words, it's for the military, the government is not worth paying. It's not worth spending taxpayer dollars to keep chasing this golden fleece and try to make it work. It's just, an ability that some individuals have, as to how or why, I have no idea, but yeah, it's out there, but I don't know if certain individuals have enough of the ability to actually foretell the future on a consistent basis. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, we only got a few minutes before we move on to the next one. So let's hit this one. This is going to be a rough one. Demons and exorcism. You think there's any, William, we'll go with you first. Do you think there's any credence? Do you find any possibilities in there?
I have a difficult time. I mean, I'm an atheist, so anything that's kind of afterlife, I don't know. I mean, demons, creatures, or entities that have not so goodly intent in store for us, I don't know. And exorcisms, to my way of thinking, is kind of going along the lines of spiritualism down that road toward religion.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. I apologize.
No, that's
believe
a good
me,
answer.
If we knew, we'd all be rich. What do you got there, Kara?
I think there's a pretty shocking amount of, like, eyewitness reports of demons and that kind of thing. I don't, like, exorcism is, like, a Catholic thing. It's, like, specifically a Catholic thing.
Yeah, I'm going
I
with the concept, though.
Kind of. Yeah, it's kind of branched out a little bit, but, I'm not sure if I believe in exorcisms, but, like, every society in history has had a concept of demons, just as they've had a concept of ghosts. And
right. Yeah,
so I'm not ready to discount it, but it is hard to believe.
Well, one of my favorite things that I like to ask mediums when we have on the show is, you know, they're talking about the dead and communicating
right.
with the dead and so on. For those of you out there who don't know, a psychic is psychic powers, and a medium communicates beyond the grave, you know, just to put it out there loosely. I always like to ask them, are there any entities out there that were never alive?
Right. And they always say yes.
They always say yes. You know, right. So if we believe in astral planes and we believe in even outside the realm of spirituality, mm-hmm. as spirituality as a science we don't understand yet, and transdimensional hoo-haws and whatnots, you know, maybe there's critters out there that, you know, sucking your brain blood, your brain juices.
Sure. I suppose they could be.
That's an evocative way to say that.
I'm a scientist. Yeah. What can you do?
I keep thinking, I think Whatnots. That sounds like a good name for a band.
Yeah. The Whatnots. I bet you it is.
The Astral Whatnots.
The Astral Whatnots. Yeah. Totally. And so I take it, we got about a minute till break here. I take it we're all pretty much a no on the Antichrist.
Yeah, no. That's not
fair. Yeah, we know him.
I know. And I hate that, you know, because it's like I was raised Catholic, and I have to thank the Catholic religion for, like, giving us some of the greatest horror films of all time.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
such a cool concept.
Horror in general, in Western horror would not exist without the Catholic religion to really just sort of fuel it.
That's so true.
Yeah. So you got to give props where props are due, you know.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about cryptids with our guest, William Pullen. So, you know, come back.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Vicki Wills.
This is more wrestlers and this more cigars. From the very first shuffle to the planet in Mars was a disco queen in 76. Castrates cows as she is Turkish. She buys them off and shoots them down like Billy the Kid in Jonestown. Through the demolition derby with the guys at the gym. To shoot blue up a candy and she promised that it's another day.
In the parking lot at 7-Eleven, I was just 15, she was 77. I know you're gonna ask me why I like him so wild. I guess it's because I was a feral child. I was playing pinball with her little machine when she slipped up inside me in her tight blue jeans, and she flew in my ear, and the ball's been up in my...
no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Christy with Five Stars writes, I had the absolute pleasure of working with Doug and Danny at B&T. Customer service was absolutely amazing. They were able to install in the exact time I needed. I can't say enough good things about this place. Don't call the 1-800 number. And Gary with Five Stars also writes in, I recently had Doug come out to install Dish TV. While he was there, he noticed my home theater system was not working correctly. Doug fixed the issue that a previous installer caused. Thanks, Doug.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest William Pullen as we're talking about everything but UFOs and aliens. We've covered the government and all the crazy stuff that their government does, and we've covered the paranormal and demons and exorcisms and psychics.
We've been very busy.
We have been busy. So so now how about some cryptids? You know, cryptids is a really interesting one.
Cool.
Because it hasn't been around quite as long as the others, but man, people have been going hard at it.
Very true.
Yep. Yeah.
So let's take the biggest one first, or at least the most famous.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot.
Okay.
Bigfoot.
I think Bigfoot's probably the most famous.
That's Kara, two of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Kara, where are you at on Bigfoot?
You know, this may be kind of weird because, like, I don't want to dismiss ghosts because there are so many, like, eyewitnesses who have seen ghosts. And there are a lot of Bigfoot witnesses, but it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, at least not as it being a real animal.
Ghosts, you know? Make sense to you, though.
Kind of, yeah. They're incorporeal, so, you know, of course there's not going to be physical evidence.
I see.
But, you know, the Bigfoot, where are the tracks? Well, okay, there are some tracks that people say maybe there are, but nothing.
That's why they call it Bigfoot.
Right, but nothing conclusive, no bodies, you know, no little Bigfootlings in captivity,
yeah.
You know, it, that I don't know what the
it's
term
good
is.
Enough, I'll take it.
For any Bigfoots who are listening, I'm sorry. I know my terminology is very offensive. But, like, yeah. I don't know.
I believe they're squatchlings, but continue.
Squatchlings, okay.
Squatchlings?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of, like, prehistoric hominid ghost or something. But I don't think there could be a real primate out there in the wilderness.
So if you had to bet your life one way or the other, you'd go no.
Yeah, I'd go no.
All right. What about you, William? How you feel about the Bigfoot?
I'll go yes. I'll go back to Squatchlings. That's another great name for a band. But
I agree.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Now I go the other direction. I mean, there's in recent history, there's been large mammals discovered on islands in recent times, animals that were over 200 kilograms, and there was no physical evidence of their existence until they were found. I don't know. I don't know if Bigfoot actually exists, but I think the possibility is there because could a large undiscovered hominid species exist in North America? I can't discount it. I think it could. I think it's not very possible, but the possibility is there. I mean, because in the past there's been other examples of creatures that have been discovered that there was scientists had no idea they even existed, and then they came across them. So, I guess that's a soft yes, but not a definitive yes. So, Chauncey, I apologize.
Yeah, no, I'm a hard maybe on this one.
Hard maybe. Okay.
Well,
not a soft yes, but a hard maybe.
Right. Well, yeah. Y'all
are noncommittal. I'm over here with my no, and you're all there with your soft maybes and your hard yeses.
Right. Well,
damn it, Kara.
I think, you know, one thing I always bring up when Bigfoot comes up is that, you know, the mountain gorilla was discovered in 1902.
Okay.
You know, yep. So it's like, that's not that long ago. We're looking at, what, 117 years
ago?
You know.
But there are, you know.
Big technological jumps since then with satellites and boats. I get you.
Okay. I don't have to say.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. But I have to say that Bigfoot, possible, I guess, possible. Because if something is out there, so look at it this way, like the Bengal tiger and the other ones that we found, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some of these were cryptids at one point. We go, oh, my God, we thought this thing was dead. And look, it's back.
Right.
Now
yeah,
imagine,
that's true. Yeah.
Imagine one of these things that's almost as smart as a human that doesn't want to be found, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're bagging, they're brown bagging their scat and getting it out of there. They're not letting you find them. They're covering up their trails. They're, you know.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
I mean,
that's a possibility. I mean, if it's a hominid, hominids are pretty intelligent creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're also
curious.
They
know how to hide. But Kara's right. On the other hand, you'd think we would have found a body at some point.
Right.
At some point, an accident would have happened or an outline caught one, or a hunter accidentally shot one thinking it was a grizzly. Something would have happened.
Or a sick Bigfoot wandered into a suburb, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, there's good arguments both ways. So I'll stick with the soft yes. I apologize.
That's an acceptable answer. All right, what about Nessie? Loch Ness Monster, Champ, Plesiosaur?
No.
What do you think?
Oh, man. My heart cries for Plesiosaur.
You want one.
But I don't know. I mean, the first thing I think of is, it can't possibly be one creature. You would have to have a breeding population for it to exist.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, a plesiosaur is not the kind of animal that could really hide, much less 20 or 30 of them.
Right.
And to really have a vibrant population, you need to have hundreds.
Yeah. Or you have a seriously inbred Nessie. You know, where it's like neck.
Yeah,
like
that would be really.
It's like one-eyed with a neck like a corkscrew or something, you know?
Yeah. a lot of bad dating going on, so.
And also, Nessie is a tough one because the initial stuff that set up Nessie for the new generation of cryptid hunters was proven to be a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not to say that there wasn't historical stuff back there, but the first piece of evidence that people ever tried to bring forward was proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the one they rely on a lot of the time today without pointing out that it was a hoax.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to move on from we were going to talk about Mothman, Chupacabra, Dogman, and werewolves. I get where we're going with this.
Okay, that's fine.
These two clumped together, flat earth and chemtrails.
Oh.
Oh, God.
You know, these are the rough ones. These are Flat Earth, chemtrails, Pizzagate, stuff like this. These are the ones that are just like, so, Flat Earth. Okay, is it possible? Open your mind as far as you possibly can. Is it possible that the Earth is flat and we just don't know it? Kara, go.
No.
I'm not just in the no camp.
William's all like already to say no. He's all, I'm Kara, no.
I'm not just in the no camp. I'm in the no and also get some therapy camp.
Right, you're in the bleep no camp.
Right, like, I think the explanation for why people believe this stuff is a much more, you know, compelling mystery than is it true?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just self-evidently not.
All right, and we figured out what William thinks.
Yeah, the capital N, capital O. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's no.
I'm a serious.
Yeah, I would kick you out of my UFO group if I found that out. No, right, it's, yeah. No, that's like individuals in UFO lore. The community said, well, I know all the answers to the UFO enigma. Really? Okay, fill us in. And then they just go silent. No, that's like Elvis is alive. Flat Earth, we didn't go to the moon.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Yeah, come on, that's all.
Elvis being alive, I'll roll with that one. That one's fairly innocuous. That's not going to hurt anybody. I'll roll with some Elvis.
True, yeah. But, a definitive no.
I'm a soft maybe for Elvis. But a definitive no for Flat Earth. All right, so this one is a little more plausible. This is more plausible. Chemtrails. Is a little more plausible. We know that we have the ability to manipulate the weather.
Sure.
I mean, there is cloud seeding. These things do go on. Yeah. I think HAARP might actually have existed where they were microwave heating the atmosphere for weaponized purposes. But do you think that, William, do you think we're being chemtrailed?
No.
You're no? No. Yeah.
I've gone from a soft yes to definitive no's.
Yeah, well,
no.
Yeah, if they're all soft yeses, they can't help you. If they're all soft yeses, you'll end up sounding like George Norrie. You know, you can't.
Exactly.
You gotta have some definitive no's.
Okay, I gotta change my mind here.
No offense, George, I love you, but you believe everything that anybody ever tells you.
Yeah, because it would be terrible if Radio Wasteland ended up like Coast to Coast, you know.
Oh,
that would be
rich
and be horrible,
ultra successful.
Yeah.
What, with a paycheck?
Yeah, exactly.
No. That'd be absolutely
dreadful.
All right, so you've been listening to Radio Wasteland. We've been talking about everything that may or may not exist, and we figured out that all of these things may or may not exist. So, job well done.
Yeah,
job well done. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Awesome. Awesome. All right, William, thank you very much for being on the show. We always love to have you, and we hope
love
to have
you
again.
Thanks again.
All right, you guys have been listening to Radio Wasteland.
Sprung from cages on The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life.